No, you were starting to say...
There aren't as many oaks grown, and well, the percentage of oaks has dropped drastically, because the only reason you grow oaks anymore now is to seed, to get alfalfa started for hay the next year.
It's the cover of a nurse crop.
Yeah, right. That's mm-hmm. just about the only time.
Well, what did we used to grow oats for? We fed them to cattle?
Oh, yeah, cattle, mm-hmm. hogs. Well, oats are still fed. There's still a good hog feed, but it is, mm-hmm. oats just is not a paying crop, really. And straw, too, of course. If people with cattle and hogs, they need straw. And there's... depends a little bit on what you're farming. If you're farming with a lot of cattle, you'll see oats growing. But I don't have any cattle or anyone. Very seldom when you see oats growing.
How about winter wheat? Does anybody grow that anymore?
Just not around here. That isn't growing too much. Although
there used to be some fields of it every now and then.
Oh yeah, there's some. Yes, it's some yet. But wheat price isn't too great. And the time I ever had winter wheat was that farm up there I bought, and it had winter wheat on it. But that's the only time I ever harvested wheat. Mm-hmm. In fact, I still got some straw bales down in the barn from that. But otherwise, wheat isn't growing as much as oats, nowhere near, but there's some around. Depend on the price that winter wheat is.
Mm-hmm.
We can raise corn and soybeans, I suppose, around here much better.
Now, when we first moved into the big house up there, where we're living now, Dad planted a nurse crop on the lawn, which turned out to be such a strong nurse that nothing grew under it for the grass, but he planted rye. What was rye ever used for? Does it come to a green?
Are you sure that was so?
It was rye.
Well, I think there's a couple, I don't know that much about rye, but there's what they call perennial rye, something that they seem to plant that on all your roads, like 15 over here, I remember seeing that growing. But rye, oh yeah, it was hog feed, really.
Because mm-hmm. it was a very tall, stout stalk, and then it had a sort of a...
Yeah, almost like barley, almost or like wheat, yeah.
Yeah.
But, of course, barley, too, was another crop that they used to...
We don't grow barley anymore either, huh?
Very seldom. Only for the breweries around here, really, I would mm-hmm. imagine. Well,
what would we have grown it for? It seems to me we would have had barley back in the 40s or 30s.
Good feed, good feed.
Feed for cows,
sure.
And pigs.
Hogs, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it comes right down to the economics of it. It's just corn is a much higher producing per acre, and properly supplemented with soybean meal and minerals. Why it's
you can get along without
and
barley.
That's right, and that's exactly what's happening, because they're gradually phasing. All these other grains out.
Yeah, that's sort of too bad in a sense. We're losing variety.
Yeah, okay. Right. It is, but actually rye, of course rye now is a good crop for plowing under. It's a good green crop for plowing under mm-hmm. and everything, but you just don't see it that much anymore. Here's that running now.
So you're just going to have to be still now here for a moment, because we're not going to put up with all this biting for a few minutes.
Well, if he has a good lap to lay on, he'll take it. He'll lay there for a long time and not move a muscle.
Well, tell me what else. What questions should I be asking about the land, the tilling, and so forth?
What questions?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more I need to ask or want to ask, but I'm sure there's a lot of other things I don't know. I just don't know enough to ask.
First, one thing perhaps in the growing of corn that we didn't talk about was corn borer. Sometimes we haven't had too much trouble with that, but there's the spraying of corn for corn borer. If there's enough of them, if you find enough feeding that you know that you'd have to spray.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they sometimes spray with airplanes to get rid of the corn borer, but that doesn't seem to be too common either. But that comes and goes. That's, you never know which year that you can. They say that now that we're not, there's a lot of chisel plowing more, which leaves this corn on the ground, corn stalks on the ground. They say that the corn borer population is building up, and Of course, when that happens, we perhaps could have a year where we'd have a lot of corn borer problems. But so far that hasn't happened, but doesn't mean it won't someday in the future. Some year in the future, I mean. I'm getting perturbed at you there.
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Ron is talking about that old disc that had sort of a fitting that you would turn to every so often, and it would grease the bearings.
Yeah, you'd fill
those up top,
and then they'd give it a turn or two every day, and it would force the grease out through into the bearings.
Uh-huh.
Ingenious for that time, I suppose. Got the job done, but of course the Zerk fitting, since they invented those, right?
But what's the Zerk fitting?
It's that thing that the Zerk, the grease gun goes on. It's a little, just a little. Geez, the thing to keep.
Oh, and you can just shoot the grease in.
Yeah, you shoot
it
the
makes
grease
a little
right.
report.
Yeah, it just shoots the grease right into the bearing, but it's just a very small cup on the end of the Zerk gun, fits over that and shoots the grease right into it. If you move the handle down, it forces the grease right into the bearing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is much quicker.
Yeah, when did that start?
Oh boy. Quite a long time ago. Now, this one, of course, that's probably 50 years.
Uh-huh.
At least 50 years ago.
Well, when I was a little kid, that would have been in the early 30s. People would still have been riding up on those seats. And
I would imagine
driving along.
The 40s somewhere along.
The grease gun came along.
In fact, it had been before the 40s because an old tractor was the 30s and that had a grease dirt fitting in it, on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in the 30s that they started those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. And of course, just the plain oil bearings too. This was our ordinary oil can, but that's oil does not last like grease. Grease is thick and more substantial. A bearing will last much longer.
That's right. The grease.
Your axle grease, of course, you just used to take the axle once in a while.
That was thick, like.
Oh, really black? Yeah, you have to take the whole wheel off. Smear it in there and put it back on again. You know, years and years ago, like you see on TV, the old stagecoaches, and I mean, that's the only way they ever greased those wheels. Was smeared it on by hand. There was no way of greasing them otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be periodically taken off. But the wheels, the old wagon wheels, was that way too. Newer style wheels, of course. They got the Zerk fittings in them. Of course, now that most of them are greaseless bearings, you know, bearing is greased. Or
you don't grease them at all, huh?
Nope. Not as long as the bearing, it'll hold out. As long as it doesn't get dirt into it, it'll sometimes last the life of last the life of any machine. But
mm-hmm.
Once in a while, one will go out, but and it has to be replaced. But chances of it happening are getting less and less as they're learning more about these greaseless bearings.
Mm-hmm.
They're all right, as long as they don't. But like I say, when one does go out, there's no way of greasing it. You gotta take care of the shaft or whatever it's on, take it completely apart and replace it. But that doesn't happen too many times, so it's better to have them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like all your new machines, your brand new machines, there's just almost no greasing at all, and they're all sealed bearings. Sealed for life is what they call them. Like a lot of things. Seal or for life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how long your life is.
Yeah. For the muffler, as they say. Usually people have such a car turnover that the car goes before the muffler.
Oh, well, yeah, you mean the lifetime muffler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about 2 years.
Yeah, that's, of course, based on the average person changing the cars and everything, so.
Yeah.
They don't take them, worry too much if somebody clicks on it because someone else
they make enough.
Oh yeah, because a lifetime guarantee would cost more to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Not even mufflers, but they have. So. What else is their lifetime guarantee on? I can't even think right now. But it's a kind of a gimmick, really.
Yeah. What's the time going to be?
Quarter after six.
Quarter after six. Well, I better go. I'm supposed to make supper. We're saying that they used to think they had to cook soybeans for the stock.
Yes, but now, of course, soybean then was fed whole. Now, no one feeds soybeans to cattle or hogs the way they are. They go into these mills and they're pressed, the oil is pressed out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what is left left then is the soybean meal, which is very palatable, it's very digestible. Mm-hmm.
And the soybean oil goes into
the oil they use for, oh golly, oil. That soybean oil is used in manufacturing. Take your ordinary yellow screwdriver handle, it's pretty well all made of soybean oil. And there's a lot of plastics and stuff that
for
are.
Heaven's sakes.
And there is a lot in the food too. But it's the meal, then it comes back sold to the farmer. The meal then is very good protein. In fact, it's a major protein in this.
Mm-hmm.
For hogs and cattle. That's a major ingredient in all your good protein base. Linseed used to be, but flax isn't grown anymore, so soybean oil has to.
Nobody makes oil meal, linseed oil meal anymore.
Very seldom. It's just, well, I guess out in Dakota's possibly there's some flax raising, but it's just like cotton clothing. I don't like it either. There's a lot of polyester.
Uh-huh.
Half polyester, half cotton. Oh, God, it's getting so it's 2/3 polyester, 1/3 cotton.
Yeah.
And
so
to me, I think cotton is, and of course polyester is oil base, where there again, if we'd get back to raising more cotton, we would be importing that much oil for, suits and everything. There's just enough out of polyester. And good cotton, there's nothing wrong with cotton, but somehow they got into this cheaper, I suppose, making polyester suits.
Mm-hmm.
And clothes, and so they've gotten into that, and maybe the pendulum will swing back to cotton more now, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Let's talk some more, but I'll go home right now. What's scalping mean? Mr. Griffiths was scalping October 12th.
Gee, scalping, I didn't know yet. It's possibly, did your dad race here? Did the Valley Region see car at that time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then that's where they take the cob, get the most of the poor corn cob out. Yeah, of course, your dad would know more about that, because running over the grader and everything, they have to be scalped first.
Well, I'll ask him what that means. Now, here's, you see, on 8/10, they were thrashing. At Marston's, 5 hours, and then at, who's that? 3.5 hours at Shards or something?
Yeah, Mr. Shards.
Oh, I don't know the Shards.
Well, he's that fellow, the old fellow.
Oh, the old fellow that lived right across from Fanny?
Yeah, in the old
barn here?
Built machine,
that was his name.
George Shards.
Oh, I never knew his name. Yeah. I just saw him around there.
He moved there in 1939, I believe.
He just sort of lived in the barn, in the
The one into the machine shed was built.
And so then they thrashed pre-tags on the 8th or on the 11th.
Evidently there was some here too. That's not necessarily true. It might be when he was hopping back and forth, he might have been keeping track of the hours here that my dad possibly worked here. And then number of hours that he would work back when they thrashed at my dad. I know they, Sid Blodgett always had to keep track.
Mm-hmm. Well, this looks like the number of hours here.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I think that is. It's
two men came for 10 hours from your place.
Yeah, okay, see, that's exactly what that is then. It's the number of hours that the...
That's
that
over here. But over here, it looks like they thrashed first at Freetag's and then at Dogan's.
Mm-hmm. Not that anything got done in this... But as to keeping track of the hours that worked there.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, my dad had two. Maybe I came up at that
time. Could have been you. You would have been a fairly big boy.
But it was,